This podcast is brought to you by Midway Chevrolet Cadillac and by Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep of Kearney.
C-111 Boys Sub-District Tournament from Lexington. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club.
Minden brings it in. Bloom kicks it out. Kissinger thought about the three. Drives and kicks it back out. Anderson for three, and it's nothing but net. Max Anderson hits the first three-pointer of the second half, and they're back out to their biggest lead, 14 points.
Up first, the top seed Minden battles Southern Valley. Our second game tonight features Kearney Catholic taking on Gothenburg. The winners meet Thursday for the sub-district title. All the excitement of postseason basketball is coming up next. But first, it's the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll join KKPR Sports Director Doug Duda live from Lexington right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening once again, everyone. Welcome back to Lexington High School for Classic Hit 99's continuing coverage of the boys' C-111 sub-district tournament here in Lexington. Game one tonight was all Minden, 58-25 over Southern Valley. Now Kearney Catholic gets ready to take on the Gothenburg Swedes, a rematch of a month ago where the Stars won at home by 19, 63-46. Some other scores tonight. It was Loup City over Wilcox Hildreth in overtime, 45-42. Overton rallied in the last 2 minutes to down Elwood, 59-54. Ravenna defeats Gibbon, 63-57. And Burwell, a winner over Plainview, 79-43. Coming up also tonight, by the way, Kearney High Girls, a winner over Omaha North. Coming up on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, Sandy Creek and Blue Hill are underway. And we're just a few moments away from getting Kearney Catholic Gothenburg underway. Doug Duda with you on the New Tech Seed pregame show. Don't forget, our games are also streamed on the World Wide Web at kkpr.com. We'll come back and take a look at the starting lineups for tonight's matchup right after this.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Sorensen Construction in Kearney specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Sorensen Construction has been your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Proud supporter of all area high school sports.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
And welcome back to Lexington. Again, a big thank you to Athletic Director Kyle Hainer and the entire staff here for their hospitality. It's time for the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Go to fivepointsbank.com and check out solutions, products, and services that complement the way you live. So whatever your lifestyle, you'll find banking with Five Points Bank, the better bank, is just simply better. First off, the Kearney Catholic Stars are the visiting team tonight. Number 10 is a 6-foot senior, Jared Reinke. Number 11 is a 5-foot 7-inch senior, Jacob O'Brien. Number 12 is a 5-foot 7-inch sophomore, Keegan Fitzgerald. Number 25, 6'2", junior, Drew Butler. And number 34 is a 6-foot 2-inch senior, Matt Bowman. Head coach of the Stars is Don Leese, assisted by Justin Moore, Brendan Leese, Adam Leese, and Caleb Pocorny. The Stars are 15-7 on the season, ranked 10th in Class C1. For Gothenburg, they will start with number 10, a 6-foot 2-inch senior, Mark Hildebrand. Number 24, a 6-foot 3-inch senior, Derek Franzen. Number 42 is a 5-foot 11-inch senior, Landon Hakey. Number 44 is a 6-foot 1-inch senior, Joel Tian. And number 52 is a 6-foot 3-inch senior, Patrick Reeves. The head coach of the Gothenburg Swedes is Kent Kane, assisted by Jonathan Meyer and Jim Hoyt. Gothenburg is 7-11 on the season. And that's a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank. We'll be back with more on the New Tech Seed pregame show right after this.
Michigo Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Michigo's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Michigo's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
Well, for Kearney Catholic, they're coming in pretty hot. They're 8-2 in their last 10 games with losses to number one Ravenna in Class C2 and the seventh-ranked team in Class B, Adams Central, in the conference tournament. Kind of a different story here for Gothenburg. They have only won one of their last six games with losses to Broken Bow. Kearney Catholic got beat out in the first round of conference against Broken Bow. They beat Valentine, and then they lost to Ainsworth and to Ogallala. In fact, Gothenburg has only played four games since playing Kearney Catholic way back on January the 23rd. Kearney Catholic, the first game in this 10-game stretch was against Gothenburg, so they've played nine. Stars have played a lot more basketball than the Swedes lately. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show, New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry or Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. We are ready to get our basketball game underway. The Stars in the traveling green with gold trim, the home white and maroon trim for Gothenburg. Matt Bowman will jump center for Kearney Catholic, and Patrick Reeves will jump center for Gothenburg. The ball is in the air. It's a deep tip. It'll be run down by the Stars, who will go from left to right, and Gothenburg from right to left as you log your radio dial to start this sub-district tournament for both of these ball clubs. The winner will play on Thursday night at 7 against Minden, the seventh-ranked team in the state. The Stars will throw it away to start the basketball game. Fitzgerald was looking for Reinke, and they just didn't hook up in the right-hand corner. Swedes long pass to throw it over the top of the press. They get it underneath, and the little leaner is up and in for Derek Franzen. Nice job by Gothenburg to get the game underway with a lead here, and it is 2-0. In the first time these teams played, it was pretty close in the first half, and now it's turnover Kearney Catholic. Swedes will hustle it into the front court, but Landon Hanke will slow things down. Now he'll lob it underneath to Reeves. Reeves trying to make some room, and he'll be called for a walk. So the teams exchange turnovers, and we've had four possessions, three turnovers, two on Kearney Catholic and one on Gothenburg. So Jared Reinke will push the ball up the floor here for the Stars. Go to the right, go to the left, spin into the lane. He wants to take a shot, puts it off the glass, no good. Rebound tipped around, and Matt Bowman will come down with the rebound for the Stars. Back out Reinke. Jared's going to fire a three-pointer. It's off the mark, no good. Another offensive rebound. This time it's Drew Butler. He'll get it out to Fitzgerald. The ball is being batted around here as there's some contact, and finally the Stars will settle it down. Man-to-man defense by the Swedes. O'Brien out to Butler. Long three, nothing but net for Drew Butler. And the Stars hit their first bucket of the ball game from three-point land, and it's 3-2 Stars with 6:40 to go here in the first quarter of play. Hakey tries to bring the ball off the floor, but lost it off his leg and out of bounds, and Gothenburg will turn it over. Three-man officiating crew tonight is out of North Platte. It was called a little tight early in that Southern Valley game with Minden, and then it loosened up a little bit, and of course so did the score, so maybe that had something to do with it. But the way Kearney Catholic likes to play, we keep an eye on that here early, and so for Gothenburg, they're not going to be afraid to body up here, it doesn't look like, as Reinke has the ball tipped away from behind by Hildebrand. A steal and a foul. Foul will go on Kearney Catholic's Jacob O'Brien or Jared Reinke, and it's going to be on Reinke trying to get the ball back. First foul of the basketball game. So the Stars, four possessions, three turnovers, and 1 3-point bucket. And it's 3-2 Kearney Catholic. Let's see what Gothenburg can do this time down the floor. Hakey again, long throw, but it's underthrown, and Reinke will steal it right back. Jared up the floor, 1-2-on-4, and then tries to kick it to O'Brien and throws it away. Not the kind of start that Coach Don Leese was hoping for here. Way too many turnovers for both teams. That's the fourth already on Kearney Catholic, trying to push the tempo, but they didn't have numbers that time and still tried to push the tempo. Hanke off the stutter dribble, outstanding athlete, put the fadeaway three up. It goes off the rim and then over the backboard and out of bounds to Kearney Catholic. Again, tonight's game broadcast on the World Wide Web at kkpr.com, kkpr.com. We're just a couple of minutes into the ball game. The Stars have the ball back, leading it 3-2 here against Gothenburg. Back cut, tried to get it to Reinke. It's behind him. It bounces off of Gothenburg leg and out of bounds. So the Stars will maintain possession. Kearney Catholic last played last Monday in a makeup game with the Grand Island Central Catholic Crusaders. When they were down 11 in the third quarter and found a way to win as Fitzgerald fires the three and nails the three. And it's 6-2 Kearney Catholic. As many coaches will say, they'll shoot a few threes, and Stars will definitely do that. As Gothenburg tries to spread the floor and make the long pass, they do again, but can't get a shot. Franzen trying to save it, but it goes out of bounds off the Stars. Gothenburg will have it again. Coming into the ball game, Tyson Calling and Brian Hoosman for the Stars. Reinke and O'Brien will take a breather. Gothenburg ball in the front court, off a couple of picks. They'll get it to Hakey. Hakey left it behind him, dives on it. The ball is headed out of bounds. It's turned over, ends up in Fitzgerald's hands. Keegan ahead of the pack, stops, shoots, scores. And it is 8-2, Kearney Catholic. Eight straight points here after Gothenburg got the first bucket. 3 minutes into the contest. Hakey brings it up. Stars try to double-team him. They do, and then he is fouled. Colling got him on the arm. And that'll be his first of the second on the Stars. Good call there. Right in front of us, the Swedes to throw it in at midcourt by the scorer's table. And it'll be Hildebrand to do so. To Hakey again. Hakey off the pick, comes to the baseline, got a man in the air, but doesn't take the shot. Back out top to Hildebrand. Matt will leave it off the left-hand corner. Driving for a short jumper, Franzen. It's no good. Stevens is able to go out and get a nice rebound. Back to Franzen. His pass then deflected right back to him. Swedes will go backside. Six-footer off glasses, up and in for Joel Tihon. Tihon will get his first bucket, and that'll make it 8-4. Kearney Catholic, Drew Butler. Butler goes by two players, and the left-hand floater is up and in. 5 points for Butler, 5 points for Fitzgerald, and Kearney Catholic up by a score of 10-4. Kearney Catholic boys also pretty balanced. Butler is their leading scorer on the year, just under 13 points a game. It's a shot at the other end, no good by the Swedes. And coming out of there with a rebound will be Hoosman. Up the floor, hits the trailer. Butler for three, and he's got three more. Timeout, Gothenburg. Kearney Catholic has hit three threes in a row. And with 4:04 to go here in the first quarter of play, Kearney Catholic 13, Gothenburg 4. We'll be right back.
Helpful people, dependable products, the ones you can count on at Fastfills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Offering good customer service is easy when you connect with customers. Fastfills is your local Cenex convenience store. Helpful, like great team members.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
And welcome back to high school basketball here on Classic Hits 98.9. 30-second timeout used there by Gothenburg, and they will sub in. Tyler Sheets checks into the ball game. Tyler will throw it in to Hakey. Hakey up the floor on the right side, lowering his shoulder, trying to make some room. Calling hanging on him, and Tyson's going to be called with a personal foul. Tyson usually gets a shot at the best offensive player, and Hakey is that. He averages about 16 points a ball game for the Gothenburg Swedes, maybe closer to 18 points a ball game. Inbounds pass goes to Hankey. Now they'll lob it down low. Short jumper underneath. The hoop is up and in for Patrick Reeves. He got real deep. In fact, had to kind of lean back to put it off the glass. And it's 13-6. Kearney Catholic's lead currently at 7 points. Fitzgerald up the floor into the lane. Kicks it out to Hoosman. Over to Squires, back to Hoosman in the right-hand wing. Bounce pass up top to O'Brien. O'Brien down the lane, turns, kicks out to Squires. Wide open three, and it's good. And if the Stars start draining threes, there's not much that Gothenburg's going to be able to do because the way they've got things set up, they are playing good offense and trying to break the press, and their defense is forcing them to take long threes, and the Stars are hitting them. As, again, Patrick, Gothenburg breaks the press and gets that ball up the floor and has it kicked out of bounds. It'll still be their ball. 16-6, Kearney Catholic, four consecutive threes, two from Butler, one from Fitzgerald, and the last one from David Squires. Gothenburg ball underneath their own hoop. It'll be Tyler Sheets to throw to the right-hand corner. They'll lob it underneath to the big fella, and a foul is going to be called as they get it in to Corey Allenstorff. Allenstorff is fouled. Now the foul is going to go on Brian Hoosman, his first. The fourth on the Stars. No fouls yet on the Swedes. Reinke back in for Kearney Catholic. Lob comes up to the left elbow to Allenstorff. He'll give it off to Andrew Collins. So Gothenburg has brought in a lot of different players right here, and a walk will be called. That will be the fifth turnover for Gothenburg. Kearney Catholic has four, 3:05 to go here in the first quarter, and the Stars are up 16-6. With it is O'Brien. Top of the circle, crossover dribble to Fitzgerald. Keegan for three. It's good. The Stars are hitting from 19-9 and beyond, and that is their 19th point of the basketball game. Five threes already in the first quarter. Hakey triple team. Little blocking foul going to be called on David Squires as Hakey dribbled into the triple team, then turned to try to dribble out of it and ran into Squires. Squires called for the blocking foul. So Kearney Catholic knows who to cover, and that's Landon Hakey, and they're actually going to take him out of the ball game here for a minute. Bowman's going to come in for the Stars. So the Swedes to throw it in, and again, that'll be Tyler Sheets. He's in there with Allenstorff, and now Jack Dudley's in the game, along with Andrew Collins and Mark Hildebrand, who's the only starter out there, and we've got another hand check foul on Kearney Catholic. We talked at the top of the broadcast how the first two games of this tournament have been called kind of close. That is six fouls already on the Stars, as it's the first on O'Brien. So Gothenburg will throw it in. They'll dump it into the backcourt. With it is Hildebrand working there on Fitzgerald. Picks it up right wing. Tries to go baseline to Collins, and the ball is past his outstretched hands and out of bounds. So after all that, Gothenburg not even able to get a shot away, and the Stars will get the basketball back. 19-6, Kearney Catholic has an early 13-point lead here at Lexington High School, the C-111 boys sub-districts. On KKPR-FM, Kearney, Lexington, Gothenburg, and Bowman, they were trying to set up a pick and roll there from the post to the guard instead of from the guard to the post, and they call the Stars for shuffling the feet. So the fifth turnover on Kearney Catholic. So five turnovers, six fouls by the Stars, and they still lead by 13. So you got to look at the scoreboard, not the stat sheet so far here in the quarter. Of course, five threes will help that along, and that's what Kearney Catholic's done. Tyler Sheets kicks it up top to Allenstorff. Left wing, they'll get it to Hildebrand. Head and shoulder fake gets him open on the baseline. Nine-footer, no good. Offensive rebound. Allenstorff gives it off underneath for another short jumper that this time will go for Mark Hildebrand. First bucket for Hildebrand. Cuts the deficit to 11. Stars get up the floor. Fitzgerald a three in transition. That one all the way down and back out. And the rebound brought down by Allenstorff. And the outlet pack by Gothenburg is kicked out of bounds by Kearney Catholic. Stars thought it should have been their ball. That won't be the call. Butler and Hoosman come back in. And the Swedes will throw it in. 19-8, Kearney Catholic. Still a minute 40 to go here in quarter number one. The Stars are 5 of 7 from three-point land. Connor Sheets with the left wing up top. There's an open jumper, Allenstorff. He'll take the 17-footer, no good. Reinke comes out of there with the rebound in traffic. Gets it up the floor. He'll give it off to Bowman, who attacks the hoop and scores. It falls in at the last second, and he'll draw the foul. The foul will be called on Corey Allenstorff. That is the first foul of the game on Gothenburg. And Kearney Catholic will go to the line. The Stars have been whistled six times, but Gothenburg is yet to be to the line. And Bowman now trying to complete the three-point play after hitting his first bucket of the contest, and he'll nail it. Into the ball game for Gothenburg. Hakey and Tihon return. 22-8, Kearney Catholic. And that's after Gothenburg got the first bucket of the ball game. Minute 20 and counting here in the first quarter of play. Long pass again against that pressure. The ball slips out of Allenstorff's hands as he was underneath the hoop. Swedes get it back. They'll get it to Allenstorff, and a blocking foul called on Kearney Catholic as Allenstorff just lowered his shoulder and ran over Kearney Catholic's Jared Reinke. Allenstorff will go to the line and shoot two with a minute 14 to go here in the first quarter. The Stars up comfortably by 14, off to a better start than when the teams played the first time. And the free throw is up and in. Make it 22-9. Alex Fleece comes back in for Kearney Catholic. Second free throw now coming up for Allen Storr. And it is on the way, and it is short, no good. Rebound brought down by Bowman in traffic. Matt with the outlet pass. He finds Butler quickly ahead to Hoosman. Hoosman dribbles it off a foot of a Swede. Now the ball is loose. And a foul going to be called, going for the loose ball. And it looks like it'll be on Allen Storr. Trying to get the basketball. He cut out Drew Butler's legs. And that'll be his second. He has both fouls called on Gothenburg. So he'll come out, and Derek Franzen will re-enter the game here for the Swedes. With a minute 5 to go first quarter, 22-9, Kearney Catholic. Earlier tonight, it was no problem for Minden as they down Southern Valley 58-25. O'Brien with it off the pick, backs out behind the three-point arc, now lobs it into Bowman, and there's going to be a foul. Hakey got caught up in there, and Landon will be called for the reach or the hold. That'll be the first on Hakey. Some other scores from tonight, Loup City in a shocking overtime game beat Wilcox Hildreth 45-42. Overton beat Elwood 59-54. Stars inbound. They get it to O'Brien. He drives, draws the double team, kicked it out. Butler long three, but he's beautiful from the top of the key. His third three of the quarter, 11 in the first quarter, and Butler almost has his season average in 8 minutes. 25-9, the Stars hit their sixth three, and here a travel will be called. Could have been an over and back. Gothenburg's seventh turnover. Also tonight, Ravenna holds off a game effort from the Gibbon Buffaloes, 63-57. Burwell beat Plainview, 79-43. And the Kearney High girls winner tonight over Omaha North. Currently Sandy Creek and Blue Hill playing on the breeze, 94-5. Here the Stars have the ball, throw through the lane, O'Brien to Hoosman. 23 seconds to go. It looks like they're trying to play for the last shot, and they'll pull it back out. Gothenburg staying on defensively, making the Stars move the ball with 15. Butler well out between the circles, left side. Now right side to Hoosman. He'll hold it with 10. Everybody on the left side back to O'Brien. 6 seconds. Drives to Bowman in the paint. Dribbled it off his foot. Got it back and is fouled. His flat-out gravity arm that time was Hildebrand. And Bowman will go to the line to shoot a pair of free throws with 3 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Speaking of that Blue Hill-Sandy Creek game, after one, Blue Hill leading Sandy Creek by a score of 15-7. And the free throws here for Kearney Catholic's Matt Bowman. He'll shoot two, and the first one is on the way, and it's in and out, no good. 3.4 remaining in the first quarter, so Gothenburg might have a chance to get some kind of a shot away. Second free throw now for Bowman. Is on the way, and it is good. So Gothenburg throws it into Hakey. Hakey from half court. Will he get a shot away? He'll throw it up, and in and out, no good. He just threw a laser up there, and it hit the square and went inside, but would not fall, and that's the end of the first quarter of play. Kearney Catholic drops home 6 threes, and after one, the Stars 26, Gothenburg 9. We'll be back in a minute on KKPR.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West.
You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center would like to encourage all area athletes and individuals to get back into the game. Whether you're preparing for the big game this week or recovering from a stroke, car accident, or work comp injury, choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
Hogan's has it, and we're proud supporters of local athletes and their fans. So come in and see our friendly staff for everything from shoes to stadium chairs, sweatshirts to scorebooks, and all of your favorite athletic brands. Open 7 days a week to serve you better. Hogan Sporting Goods, 2412 Central Avenue, Kearney.
Well, Kearney Catholic knocks down 9 of their 12 shots from the field. 6 of 8 of those were from three-point land. And the Stars are up 17 as we go to quarter number 2. And it will be the home team, which tonight is Gothenburg, with the basketball to start the second quarter. Let's see if they can find some offense here as Franzen has it. Goes into the paint to the big fella Reeves. Up top here is Hakey, and before he can throw the three up, a travel called. Turnovers in the first quarter, Gothenburg 7, Kearney Catholic 5. Rebounds, Kearney Catholic 5, Gothenburg 3. Not going to be a lot of rebounds when you're either making the shot or turning it over. Free throws, Gothenburg 1 of 2, Kearney Catholic 2 of 3. Three-point shooting, the Stars 6 of 8. Gothenburg was 0 of 1. Drew Butler has 11 for Kearney Catholic. Keegan Fitzgerald has 8. Nobody with more than 2 in that first quarter for Gothenburg. O'Brien into the paint, gives it off for Lease. Bowman up top. Matt swings it left side to Lease. Lease, couple of dribbles, hands it back off to Butler. Stars really moving well without the ball. They'll give it to O'Brien to the baseline. A reach-in foul going to be called on the Swedes. Kearney Catholic has already put Gothenburg in the bonus. This will be the fifth foul on Gothenburg. It goes on Mark Hildebrand. He has 2, and Allensdorf has 2. So it'll be Kearney Catholic to inbound it to Butler in the corner. He'll put up the 18-footer. It's no good. Rebound is brought down by Hakey. Hakey will push the ball up the floor, try to get it underneath to Franzen. Can't get the shot away. Now the back door is open. Hildebrand from 5. He'll hit it. Hildebrand with 4 points now in the ball game. First player for the Swedes with more than one bucket. And that'll make it 26-11. Bowman into the paint. Draws some contact. Tough shot, no good. Rebound brought down by Reeves. Reeves outlet pass into the front court. Tihan, he's tied up as Butler got in there to cause a scrum, and Kearney Catholic will get the ball. Don't forget at halftime, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. We'll give you the first half stats of this ball game. We'll look back at the first game tonight and talk with Minden's victorious coach Shannon Levin about their 33-point victory over Southern Valley. 58-25. Carson Bloom had 19 of the ball game. O'Brien comes into the paint, runs into trouble, just throws the ball up in the air, and this time it doesn't work. The Swedes will have it. They'll fast break the other way. They make one too many passes, and now they'll have to kick it out for a three. Hildebrand on the way, no good. High in the air for the rebound, Bowman. Bowman pushes the ball up the floor, and Hildebrand might be called for his third foul here, trying to keep Bowman from angling towards the hoop. And for Mark, that'll be his third personal foul. So he's going to come out, and Jack Dudley's going to come in. Squires and Fitzgerald are back in for Kearney Catholic. .6:11 to go here in the second quarter of play. And it'll be Stars basketball. Butler to throw it in here near midcourt. Drew will throw it to Fitzgerald, who comes into the backcourt to pick it up. And Hakey's on him. Fitzgerald tries to go by him. Hakey knocks it away. It goes right to Hoosman. Hoosman drives, shoots, fouled. Fouled by Derek Franzen. And so the fouls have quickly evened up in this ball game. The first 6 of the game were called on the Stars. 7 of the last 8 on the Swedes. And Brian Hoosman will go to the line to shoot 2, looking for the Stars' first points of the second quarter. And the first free throw by Hoosman is good. 27-11, Kearney Catholic. Don't forget Thursday's game from Lexington right here on KKPR. Second free throw now is up, and it sits on the rim and in, so Hoosman hits them both. 28-11, and trying to bring the ball against the pressure. The Swedes almost throw it away. Good save that time by Jack Dudley. He'll get it to Reeves, and now they're able to set it down with the Stars really over-pressuring the ball like they always do. Gothenburg trying to get a better handle on it. Throw over the backside to Dudley. Dudley in the paint. High arching shot, no good. Matt Bowman will pull down his fourth rebound. They'll give it to Butler, and Butler will bring the ball up the floor. One-on-one gets by one man, then tries to kick it out. Fitzgerald can't get the three away. Bowman at the free throw line. He'll let it float up there, no good. Rebound brought down by Reeves. Patrick will hand it off to Hakey. Outlet pass into the front court. Stutter dribble. Jack Dudley has to kick it back out to Reeves outside the arc, right wing against the Star, man-to-man. He'll drive and kick it off to Hakey. Hakey wants to get something going here. He'll force the jumper and hit it. First bucket of the ball game for Landon Hakey. So held scoreless for nearly 11 minutes. Was Landon Hakey the team's leading scorer at about 18 points of ball game, and now a turnover. Gothenburg steps in front and makes the steal there with Dudley. Back in the hands of Landon Hakey. Crossover dribble on Fitzgerald. Pulls up free throw line. Got some space, but the jumper is no good. Bowman will have the rebound. And you can see there's some tired legs out there right now. The Stars turn it over. Akey flashed in front of Hoosman. Hoosman couldn't make the clean catch. So we're going to have quite a few subs coming up here. As you can see, some hands on the knees. Guys trying to catch a breath here. And for Kearney Catholic on the floor, they will have Reinke, Fitzgerald, Colling, Squires, along with Alex Leitz. For the Swedes, Hakey, Dudley, Tyler Sheets has come into the ball game. And now the inbounds pass is knocked away by the Stars. Good backcourt pressure, 10th turnover Gothenburg to Squires for the three, and it's too strong that time. Backside rebound is deflected into the hands of Keegan Fitzgerald. And Fitzgerald will drive to the right side, look at the three, and give it back up to Reinke. Reinke drives to the right wing, kicks it to Keegan. Fitzgerald, a couple of dribbles, takes a very long three, and that is going to go out of bounds. It was an air ball. So the Stars, they tend to do that from time to time. When they're cold, they'll shoot till they hit a couple, and when they're hot, they'll just keep shooting, and sometimes, in that case, take a shot they probably shouldn't have taken. And they, after scoring 26 points in the first quarter, have scored two in the first 4 minutes of the second quarter. So up and down. When they go, you're on fire. When they don't, you're in trouble. Also on the floor for the Swedes, Andrew Collins. And back to Hakey. Jack Dudley, right wing, tries the baseline, runs out of real estate, leaves it off for Sheets. Tyler's jumper is short, but it falls into the hands of his teammate, Allendorf, who can't get it to go. And Leese will have the rebound for Kearney Catholic. Gothenburg's missed a couple of second-chance opportunities. Squires another three. Boy, the Stars aren't really running any offense right now, and the rebound brought down by Andrew Collins. Into the front court, some contact, and the Stars force the pass. It'll be Allendorf with it off the land and Hankey. He'll fire it underneath, a bullet pass, and a short turnaround jumper won't go for Collins. And a foul on the scramble for the loose ball. It's a one-and-one on both sides. The foul is on Gothenburg. And this one's going to go on Allendorf. So he has three. Hildebrand has three. Allendorf has three. And that's six of the eight team fouls for Gothenburg. And at the line will be David Squires to shoot the one-and-one. So Squires trying to add to the Kearney Catholic lead, puts the free throw up, and it is no good. And the rebound brought down by Collins. It's just amazing what has happened to the Stars' offense, but now they double-team and steal an uncontested layup for Keegan Fitzgerald, and that will give them their first field goal of the second quarter off the 11th Gothenburg turnover. Just amazing that the Stars could put up 13 points in the first 4 minutes of the first quarter and two in the first four and a half plus of the second quarter. Unfortunately for Gothenburg, they can't make any hay here. They've only scored 4 points in the quarter. Swedes basketball across the timeline. Collins will give it to Derek Franzen. Franzen comes in, and he'll put the scoop shot up and in. Second bucket for Derek Franzen, 30-15 Stars. Baseball pass to the other end. Reinke doesn't have numbers. He'll kick it into the corner. Here's a three-pointer, Tyson Colling. It's no good. Offensive rebound, Butler, and he'll have nobody on him as he lays it up and in for his 13th point of the ball game and a timeout, Gothenburg. It's a full-length timeout with 2:44 to go in the first half of play. It is Kearney Catholic 32, Gothenburg 15. We'll be back after this on KKPR.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Sorensen Construction in Kearney specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Sorensen Construction has been your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Proud supporter of all area high school sports.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Doug Doodle, along with our producer engineer Grant Sparks, back here at Lexington, where we have 2:44 to go in the first half of play, and Gothenburg called the timeout, trying to get some points on the board here, and they will be trapped and throw the basketball away, and then give it right back on the exchange of turnovers, driving in, scooping it up, and scoring is T-Hunt. Joel with his second bucket. 32-17 in favor of the Stars. And into the front court, Butler just pulls up and shoots the three. It's an air ball picked up by Fitzgerald. And then he dumps it back in for another Kearney Catholic turnover. And a foul in the backcourt on Kearney Catholic trying to make the steal. They did make the steal, but a foul is going to be called on Tyson Colling. I think it might be on Fitzgerald. Let's double check. No, they're going to call on Keegan, so it's his first. It would have been Colling's third. Kearney Catholic was 6 of 8 from three-point land in the first quarter. They're 0 of 5 in the second quarter. And at the line to shoot the 1-1 here for Gothenburg will be Tyler Sheets, the 5'9 senior. Oh, no, excuse me. They put Sheets at the line, and that's not who's supposed to be there. Evidently, it's supposed to be Jack Dudley. So Dudley will go to the line to shoot the 1-1. And Jack will take his time, put the first one on the way, and it's off the iron and through. So Dudley will get the bonus. Hakey is waiting to check in for Dudley should he make this second free throw. And Dudley eyes the front of the rim, waiting for the referee to give him the ball as there's some jostling down there on the lane trying to get position. And the free throw is on the way, and it's no good. Long rebound, batted around, still loose. Bowman is able to throw it out, and Kearney Catholic finally falls on top of it. So the Stars will have the ball on Bowman's sixth rebound. Out ahead to Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald got tripped up, but saves it over to Colling. Colling baseline right side, and a blocking foul going to be called on Gothenburg's Jack Dudley, trying to block the baseline. That'll be the first on Dudley, and it will send Tyson Colling to the line for a 1-1. Now Hakey comes in. Ravenna Sanitation halftime report coming up. First half stats of our game. A recap of Minden's 58-25 win over Southern Valley. Coach Shannon Lovin will be joining us at half to talk about that game and what he expects on Thursday night. Colling at the line. The free throw, front end of the 1-1 is up and in. First point of the ball game for Tyson. Makes it 33-18. Stars just 7 points in this quarter. And the second free throw now by Colling is off the front of the rim, no good. Rebound brought down by Derek Franzen, and then it's knocked away. The shot missed by Butler. And out of bounds. Gothenburg turnover on the rebound. Will be their sixth of the quarter. And their 13th of the game. Stars have the ball underneath their own hoop. Butler looks inside, outside, now has to dump it off to the safety valve and Hoosman. They'll go back against the grain to Butler. He's guarded by Patrick Reeves, who just checked back in. Over to Hoosman on the weak side, trying to drive on Hakey. Landon cuts him off. Stars will kick it back out between the circles. Long, long three. Was that really a shot? Alex Lease off the iron and out of bounds. I thought it was a pass until it hit the rim. And now Gothenburg will have the ball. Hakey and the double team in the backcourt throws over the top to Sheets. They've got numbers on the outlet. Joel Tihon, 3-on-2, now slows it down. Back to Reeves. It's off a foot. The ball is turned over again. Gothenburg having trouble hanging onto the basketball. Fitzgerald weaves his way through the maze of Swede defenders. The ball is back out to Butler. Open three, top of the key, good. Drew Butler with his fourth three and 16th point of the basketball game. And it is 36-18. Into the front court with it. A travel, Swedes. Joel Tihon with the travel. And then a technical foul has been called here on the Swedes to compound that. Tihon either slammed the ball down after he was called for the walk. I didn't see him say anything, but a technical foul has been called on Joel. And so to the line, Drew Butler to shoot the technical free throws with 55 seconds to go here in the quarter. And Butler will put the first one up and in. So Gothenburg didn't need that. They were having enough troubles, and now they're going to go into halftime with probably a little worse feeling than what they had. They were trying to battle and stay even here, and then Butler's going to step up and hit both free throws. Kearney Catholic was going to have the ball anyway. At halftime, it is Blue Hill 31, Sandy Creek 19. Currently airing on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Blue Hill 31, Sandy Creek 19. The winner will play Ravenna on Thursday night. Here it's 38-18, Kearney Catholic, their largest lead at 20. Squires with it between the circles, swings it over to Fitzgerald. Keegan one-on-one, trying to work here against Dudley, draws the double team. Stars might be trying to play for the last shot here, 40 seconds. They've got their five game of their motion game going here, and the Stars will check the clock, 30 seconds to go. So they're moving, and if somebody gets open, they'll throw that backdoor pass, but right now, the Stars are looking to just play for the last shot. We're down to 20 seconds. Fitzgerald, one dribble back out to Alex Leaf. 15 seconds. They'll give it off to Squires. Down to 12, now down to 10. Fitzgerald comes all the way out to midcourt with 7. Spin move by Keegan. He's cut off, tries to get it to Squires. Now a backdoor cut. Hoosman's open. The six-footer won't go, and we're at halftime. Well, it took a long time, and I'm not sure it's the play that they wanted, but Kearney Catholic got the open shot, just didn't put that one home. A red-hot first quarter for the Stars, a lukewarm second quarter. They put some points on the board here over the last 90 seconds, and at the half, Kearney Catholic 38 and Gothenburg 18. When we come back, we'll catch up with Minden coach Shannon Lovin, and we'll have the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report for you right after this timeout.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Conley and Owen, caring for our community one patient at a time, where ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Sorensen Construction in Kearney specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Sorensen Construction has been your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Proud supporter of all area high school sports.
And welcome back to Lexington. As always, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors for allowing us to follow high school athletics. State wrestling in the books. Congratulations to all the medalists. Minden did very well at the state tournament. Kearney Catholic had a couple of medalists as well. Southern Valley, they took 4 kids down there. And Gothenburg, not much on their side, but we do have some kids that do some good things. Cozad was in this sub-district, and they had some kids do some good things as well. But now it's on to basketball. The girls are down to their district finals, and the boys are down to their sub-district finals after tonight. And earlier this evening, Minden picked up a 58-25 win over Southern Valley. And in a moment here, we'll talk with Coach Shannon Lovin. But first, we want to tell you it's time for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure. Serving Buffalo County for business or residential service, Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. Find them in your local Yellow Pages. 19 points tonight for Carson Bloom. 16 of those were the first half. Dakota Christensen, a good game off the bench with 10 points. Derek Kissinger had 8 boards to lead the team. And, Coach, it looked like this game probably went according to your plan tonight. Maybe you would have hit a few more points on a couple of the putbacks, but your defense was outstanding, and that really set the tone for the game tonight.
Yeah, I thought the boys came out tonight and were in pretty good position defensively. We let them have a few drives. Though you got taken care of in the second half. But overall, defense went real well tonight. We had some other boys step up tonight. Like I said, Dakota Christensen stepped up with 10 points tonight. He's been playing solid all year defense, and we got some offense tonight out of him, and he got a few more minutes tonight.
Well, you take a look at this. Maybe you didn't get quite as hot a start as Kearney Catholic did tonight, but then in the second quarter, you really started to score some points, and Carson Bloom just knocking down about everything he shot. And he really took the ball to the hole, and then when they were starting to clog the lane, he'd step back and nail a three, and they just didn't have an answer for him in the first half.
Now, Carson's been a real fine point guard for us all year long. There's been some games where he stepped up and scored 15, 20 points, and other games where he's passed the ball well to other people are open, had big games, but he's a solid player.
We mentioned before the ball game and a couple of times during the game, that all five of your starters are right between 8 and 12 points per basketball game. So it's kind of hard if you're scouting Minden to know who to cover. I mean, you can't. I mean, Kearney Catholic's cheating on Landon Hankey in this ball game. If they win this game, they're not going to be able to do that to you guys on Thursday.
Well, I sure hope not. That's been one nice thing all year long. We've been pretty balanced. There's been games where Peter Trausch has scored quite a few points. Derek Christensen's had games. Kissinger's had games, I'm sorry. Ryan Bergson hit 4 threes in a game just the other night. So I think you're right. You can't just concentrate on one player. We're pretty balanced, and that's an advantage for us.
Talk about Pete a little bit, because I'm imagining if the season continues on as you guys want it to, and he's a big fella inside. He struggled a little bit with his shot, though, tonight. He likes that little turnaround one-hand jumper. Is that something you guys work on him with? Is there some other parts of his game offensively that you would like to see develop a little more here before the end of the season?
Pete's pretty solid offensively. He has some other moves. He was just using the hook tonight. He does a nice job of getting position and using his body, and has some good spin moves. He's been a real solid player, and we just commented after the Broken Bow game. It's so amazing. He's 300 pounds, and the way he moves his feet for a young man that size, it's just amazing when you think how big he is and the footwork that he has. Even more so than what we notice on the football field is how agile he is on the basketball court.
Well, he's got soft hands, too, and anytime you can get a big guy in there that can catch the ball, he's able to handle just about anything that's tossed into him. And you got some guys that will throw some bullets, especially in transition if you get down the floor. As you look at this ball game tonight, you mentioned kids that do a lot of things for you and have done a lot of things for you. Are you comfortable with the way the team's playing right now, considering that the second half of your season is not where all your games are? You know, a lot more of the games are before the conference tournament for you guys.
I've been pretty happy the last three games. We had a little lull there in the middle where we were kind of just playing with our competition, and these last three games we've really picked it up defensively. The offense came around a lot better the last two nights, got a little bit better rhythm. Off and on in the first half tonight, but second half we got things going a little bit.
Well, it looks like if things stay this way, you'll face Kearney Catholic on Thursday, and no more do the Whippets and the Stars play in the regular season. Talk about the style and maybe somebody that you played this year that compares to them, and give us a little scouting report on what you'll have to do Thursday.
Well, we're going to have to handle the pressure for one thing. They just put tremendous pressure, and they have a lot of depth, play 9-10 players. Pressure all over the floor. Comparing to anybody, I guess it'd probably be Central Catholic. They had a real good ball game last Monday. I don't know. They put a lot of pressure on you, and we just have to make sure we handle the ball well and take care of it. Gothenburg's doing some nice things tonight as far as taking care of it, so hopefully we'll be able to handle a little better on Thursday.
All right, Shannon, congratulations on the win. We'll see you again on Thursday night. Should be a great one.
All right, well, thank you very much, Tim.
That's Shannon Lovin, head coach of the Minden Whippets. They win it tonight 58-25. We'll take a break and look at the first half stats between Kearney Catholic and Gothenburg right after this timeout.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Mishko Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Mishko's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Mishko's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
Helpful people, dependable products, the ones you can count on at Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Offering good customer service is easy when you connect with customers. Fast Fills is your local Cenex convenience store. Helpful, like great team members.
And welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Here's a look at your halftime numbers for Gothenburg. Mark Hildebrand, 4 points. Andrew Collins, 2 rebounds. Jack Dudley has a point. Derek Franzen, 4 points and a rebound. Corey Allensdorf has a point and 3 rebounds. Landon Hankey, just 2 points, 1 rebound. Joel Tihon, 4 points. And Patrick Reeves, 2 points, 3 rebounds. In the first half for Gothenburg, 18 points, 11 rebounds. 2 out of 4 at the free throw line. 0 of 2 from 3-point land. 15 turnovers, though, for the Swedes. And Hildebrand and Allensdorf each have 3 fouls. For Kearney Catholic, Jared Reinke, 1 rebound. Keegan Fitzgerald, 10 points, 2 rebounds. Tyson Colling, 1 point. Brian Hoosman, 2 points, one rebound. David Squires, 3 points. Drew Butler is the leading scorer in this basketball game. 18 points in the first half for Drew. He's hit 4 threes. He's got 2 rebounds. Alex Lease has a rebound, and Matt Bowman has 4 points and 6 rebounds. For Kearney Catholic, 26 points in the first quarter, 12 in the second, and at the half, 38 points. They have 13 rebounds. They're hitting their free throws tonight. They are 7 of 9 in the basketball game. They're 7 of 15 from three-point land. They were 1 of 7 in the second quarter, and they have committed 10 turnovers. Foul situation, Jared Reinke and Tyson Colling each have 2. So at the half, Kearney Catholic 38, Gothenburg 18. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, and we'll be back with the second half after this.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits, from its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
Well, Gothenburg will get the ball to start the third quarter. They're going to waste no time getting the ball inside to Franz, and short jumper won't go, but an offensive rebound for Tehan, and he'll put it up and in. So it's 38-20, and Kearney Catholic will waste no time. They'll push the ball off the floor. They say, all right, Gothenburg, you want to come out with a little pep? We're going to take it right back at you. Bowman on the low block. Kicks it back out of the wing to Fitzgerald. Give and go back to Bowman. Nice bounce pass, and Matt will lay it up and in. 6 points for Matt Bowman. That's how you're supposed to do it. Both teams shot the ball very well in the first half. Kearney Catholic shot 48%, 12 for 25. And Gothenburg shot 42%. Problem was they only had 19 attempts. 15 turnovers will do that to you. Right side, Tehan. Lease it off there for Hildebrand. Let's see if Hildebrand can stay out of foul trouble. Bounce pass knocked away. O'Brien, a scrum forward on the floor. And a jump ball. Kearney Catholic will get the basketball. And a Gothenburg turnover. 40-20. Again, some other scores from earlier tonight. Loup City beat Wilcox Hildreth in overtime, 45-42. Overton beat Elwood, 59-54. Ravenna over Gibbon, 63-57. Burwell beat Plainview, 79-43. The Kearney High girls were a winner over Omaha North. Don't forget you can hear the Blue Hill Sandy Creek game on our sister station, The Breeze, 94.5 FM. And Blue Hill was ahead 31-19 at the half in that basketball game. Kearney Catholic puts a little pressure on. Now the ball is going to be tipped, and it will be stolen away. Matt Bowman comes up with a loose basketball. And in the front court, a hand check foul will be called on the Swedes. Going to go on Landon Hakey. That'll be his second personal foul. First foul of the half on the Gothenburg Swedes. 40-20 Stars. The winner plays Minden Thursday night at 7. Kearney Catholic thought they had a play and ended up throwing it away instead. Bowman wasn't ready for it. And Reinke, I don't think put it close enough that Matt could have thrown a fishing net out and caught that one anyway. So each team with a couple of early turnovers here in quarter number 3. With the basketball, Hakey, and trying to come in from behind and knock it away. A foul is going to be called on Jacob O'Brien. That'll be his second and the first of the half. So Kearney Catholic will slap the defensive pressure on again at midcourt. And the Swedes to throw it in. With the basketball, trying to lob it all the way in the backcourt. Fitzgerald just about got the steal, but Tehan's able to get out of there with it. And Tehan will bring the ball up the floor, stop across the timeline, and give it off to Franzen. Franzen, a couple of dribbles left side of the key, and Reinke reaches in and strips it away. Stars have been very handsy in getting steals tonight. Reinke trying to go coast-to-coast, hasn't scored yet, but he has now. Flips it up with the left hand off the glass. And Jared has his first bucket of the ball game. 42-20, and Gothenburg just about threw it away down the sideline, and Hildebrand will come in and score. It didn't look right, but Hildebrand will get credit for the bucket. Another halftime score is Kennesaw, 24, and Amherst, 21 at the half. Three-pointer on the way. Butler, the long one this time is no good, but it kicks right into the corner to Jared Reinke. And Reinke will come into the paint, force another one, no good. Rebound brought down by Derek Franzen. Franzen will get it off to Tehan. They had Reeves wide open in the front court. And now a double foul called, really. O'Brien and Landon Hakey going to be called for a double foul, pushing him up down the floor. And then I think they called it on the wrong guy. It should have been on O'Brien. They called it on Fitzgerald. So Keegan with his second and Hakey with his third. And so that makes a jump ball, and the arrow points the way of Gothenburg, so they'll keep it. So the rare double foul and a jump shot of the lane will not go for Tehan. The rebound brought down by Kearney Catholic's Keegan Fitzgerald, and a foul called on the Swedes, trying to put some pressure on. And the foul's on Hakey, and that is his fourth. Not Landon's night, the leader of this team. 2 points, four fouls, and he's going to check out. And Cody Ostergaard is going to check in. A lot of time left in this game, but you can see the Daubers down right now for the Swedes. They need to find a way to get just a little bit of spark here. 4-6-point run, do it for them. Reinke, give and go from Bowman. He's fouled on the way to the hoop. And right now the Swedes, as we said, they've just got their Dauber down, and they're not moving their feet. The foul's going to be called on Tehan, his third. His second, third team foul. Reinke to the line to shoot two.
Block out, Derek, 34 will push you.
And the free throw is on the way, and it is short for Jared Reinke. .5:14 to go, third quarter. Kearney Catholic with a comfortable 42-22 lead. Second free throw on the way, and that one Reinke got there and scores. 3 points now for Jared. And Gothenburg with the ball still facing pressure. The Stars able to run in a ton of people, and they're making the Swedes pay for it here a little bit. Still in the backcourt is Tehan. Just gets across the timeline, lobs it up for Reeves. Can't handle it. The ball's turned over. With it is O'Brien, 3-on-2. Comes inside, has the ball blocked out of there by Tehan, and now a foul as the Swedes pick up the loose ball. And this one, no, they're not going to call foul. They're just going to say it's out of bounds. My bad. And it's going to be Kearney Catholic with the basketball. Reinke to throw it in underneath, and he'll have to go all the way out to midcourt, gets it to O'Brien. O'Brien will charge towards the high post, spin to the right side, take Ostergaard all the way in, up and under. Nice play by O'Brien, and he scores. First bucket of the ball game for Jacob O'Brien. 45-22, the Stars now in cruise mode as far as the scoreboard goes. Hildebrand well on the right wing. He's all alone over there with Butler. Goes to the high post. Franzen takes the jumper and hits it. Derek Franzen with a bucket in each quarter. That gives him six, and it's 45-24. O'Brien pushes it into the front court. Stars are just a quicker team than the Swedes here, and they're having trouble keeping up. Tries to leave it off for Colling. The ball deflected right back to O'Brien. To Butler. Butler out at midcourt. Pick and roll, and that one's going to be deflected away by Franzen, but still, Reinke runs it down to Butler. Butler comes down the lane, left-handed scoop shot, no good, and the ball is deflected right to Bowman. Reeves thought he had it, and it ricochets to Bowman, and Bowman will lay it up, and in. So the bounces are going the way of the Stars right now. Into the front court with it, the Swedes. Swedes double team there is Ostergaard. He's able to find Hildebrand. Back off Franzen, top of the circle. He'll fire the three-pointer. It's off the iron, no good. Rebound, Jared Reinke. Reinke will push the ball up the floor. 3-on-3. Good bounce pass on the wing. Colling attacks, and Reeves blocks it away. And a foul on Kearney Catholic. Nice hustle, Patrick Reeves, to get the block. And then Gothenburg picked it up, and the foul is going to be called on Bowman. Matt Bowman with his first personal foul. Into the ball game for Gothenburg, Corey Allenstorff and Tyler Sheets. And Kearney Catholic might be going with a fresh five here. Squires, Lease, Hoosman. Looks like Colling and Fitzgerald will be the five on the floor now for the Stars. 47-24, Kearney Catholic, 3.5 to go, third quarter, here on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Lexington and Gothenburg, and into the front court, Hildebrand gets through the double team and almost stolen away Hoosman. Should be an open man in the corner for the three. It's partially blocked by Alex Lease, and a foul is going to be called. Reeves picked up the loose ball. The foul will be on the Stars. And it's going to go on Hoosman, his second. And the Swedes will have the ball underneath their own hoop. Looking. Leave it off in the right-hand corner. Here's a three-pointer on the way, and it's good by Mark Hildebrand. the first three-pointer of the ball game for the Swedes and gives the Gothenburg fans a reason to make some positive noises. Nobody picks up Fitzgerald. He'll fire a three. It's no good. Allensdorf has his fourth rebound of the basketball game. And the Stars leading by 20 get back on defense. Hildebrand back up top of the circle. He'll go to Allensdorf. Tries to lob it inside to the shorter Sheets, and the ball deflected away. Alex Lease will come up with a loose ball. The 20th turnover for Gothenburg. Five in the quarter. Stars have it to Fitzgerald on the right wing. Pop it out top to Hoosman. And they'll reset the offense. Leave it off left wing for Lease. Alex kicks it out to Fitzgerald. Sees an open lane. One-hand teardrop floater goes. Fitzgerald with a dozen points in the basketball game. 49-27. Here comes the drive and a bounce pass underneath to Ostergaard. He gets lost in traffic. The ball's going to be stripped away and stolen away. Here comes Kearney Catholic. Outlet Fitzgerald. Running layup. No good. Hit the rim. And the rebound brought down by Allensdorf. Now Reeves up ahead as the Swedes want to run. Thinking about a three. Double clutching and finally firing. It will not go for Hildebrand. Rebound Tyson Colling. Pass break the other way. Fitzgerald leaves it out on the wing for Hoosman. Bryan comes into the paint. Pulls up from eight and hits it. All that up and down the floor, and finally the ball finds its way through the hoop, 51-27. A minute 40 to go here in quarter number three. And up the floor with it will be Hildebrand. Throws it down low, trying to find some room. His Sheets, he's double-teamed. He's going to have to throw something up, but he was in the lane that time and a three-second violation. Here comes Creighton Pierce and Robbie Yoakum into the ball game for the Stars. And it will be their basketball. Kearney Catholic started the game 6 of 8 from three-point land. Since then, they are just 1 of 9, but they don't need it. They're up by 24. Pierce fouled. Sheets got a little too close trying to reach in. First foul on Tyler. Fifth foul of the half on Gothenburg. So it looks like it will not be a Southwest Conference matchup on Thursday night between Minden and Gothenburg. Instead, it'll be Kearney Catholic and Gothenburg. Right now, the Stars in the low block to Yoakum. Robbie brings it out on the wing. They sag on him with Jack Dudley. And a travel going to be called on Kearney Catholic. Their third turnover of the quarter. 51-27. The Stars are led in scoring by Drew Butler. All 18 were in the first half. Bowman's got a couple of buckets in this quarter. He's got eight. Fitzgerald has a dozen. For Gothenburg, 9 points for Mark Hildebrand. He's the leading scorer. A minute to go, third quarter. 51-27. Gothenburg with the ball. Get it to the high post to Allensdorf. Allensdorf hands it off there to Dudley. He's going to put up the 18-footer and got it. Jack Dudley with his first field goal. 51-29. Stars in the front court with it. Hoosman leaves it to Squires. He'll throw up a three-pointer. It's off the iron and goes over the backboard out of bounds. That will allow Abe Clinch to check in the basketball game. Don't forget, more basketball Thursday. This sub-district final, Kearney Catholic Minden, 7 o'clock. Friday, girls' district final, Kearney Catholic Hershey. Here's a little press break and down low. The short jumper is going to be missed underneath by Collins. Picked back up by Hildebrand. He'll fire it up, no good. And then Abe Clinch is going to come out of there with a basketball for the Stars. And a foul at midcourt on Gothenburg trying to steal the outlet pass away. Corey Allensdorf, he's got four. Four on Landon Hakey. Sixth team foul. Kearney Catholic will have it just across midcourt with 10 seconds remaining in the quarter. Into Hoosman. Hoosman to the high post. Kicks it out on the wing. Here's a three-pointer by Abe. Clinch up and in. Clinch hits his first shot of the ball game. Gothenburg will not get a shot away before the buzzer. And that's the end of three quarters of play. The Kearney Catholic Stars 54. The Gothenburg Swedes 29. We're back with more after this on 98.9.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center would like to encourage all area athletes and individuals to get back into the game. Whether you're preparing for the big game this week or recovering from a stroke, car accident, or work comp injury, choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
Hogan's has it, and we're proud supporters of local athletes and their fans. So come in and see our friendly staff for everything from shoes to stadium chairs, sweatshirts to scorebooks, and all of your favorite athletic brands. Open 7 days a week to serve you better. Hogan's Sporting Goods, 2412 Central Avenue, Kearney.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Kearney Catholic will get the ball to start the fourth quarter of play, and an entry pass to Hoosman. Bryan is going to take the shot and draw the foul. He will go to the line and shoot two. And the foul is on Mark Hildebrand, and he has four fouls. Hildebrand, Allensdorf, Hakey, all with four fouls. And at the line, Bryan Hoosman. He'll put the first one up, and no good. Stars are 8 of 11 at the line, Gothenburg 2 of 4. Three-point shooting, Gothenburg 1 of 5, Kearney Catholic 8 of 19. Stars are led by Drew Butler with 18, Keegan Fitzgerald with 12. Mark Hildebrand has 9 to lead Gothenburg. Second free throw good. Hoosman now has 5 points in the basketball game. 55-29, Kearney Catholic up the floor with it. Landon Hakey goes underneath, the ball knocked out of Hildebrand's hands and out of bounds. Stars have a lot of their second-teamers in their clinch. Yoakum, Squires, Hoosman, and Pierce. Swedes have their starters in. They're starting five. Hildebrand, Franzen, Hakey, Tihon, and Reeves. So let's see what happens as Reeves cuts down the lane, throws it up off the glass too strong. Two Stars fight for the rebound, and it goes out of bounds off of Kearney Catholic. You're listening to High School Basketball on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at kkpr.com. Doug Guda with you here from Lexington. Boys C-111 sub-district. Two kind of easy wins tonight, it looks like, as the shot inside. Hoosman blocked the shot attempt of Tihon, but I think they're going to say he bodied up on him. And so Hoosman with his third personal foul. Minden a winner over Southern Valley, 58-25, and Kearney Catholic leading Gothenburg 55-29 after beating them a month ago, 63-46. And Kearney Catholic on about that offensive pace, but the Swedes not so much, as the free throw is no good for Tihon. Gothenburg's only played 4 games since that last meeting. Kearney Catholic, 9. And the second free throw, no good. The ball being bounced around. Who's going to grab the silly putty? It's going to be David Squires, and Squires is going to head up the floor with it. They've got a fast break, 2-on-9, and the little layup. Hoosman spins out, no good. Rebound slapped out to Yoakum in the corner to Pierce for 3, and it's good. Creighton Pierce hits the 3-point bucket, and that'll make it 58-29. Trap of half court, Hakey. He'll give it off to Hildebrand across the timeline on the wing. A travel called. That's the 23rd turnover on Gothenburg. Kearney Catholic has given it up 13 times in the basketball game. Minden has the ball. Kearney Catholic has the ball. Lob it down to Clinch. A little no-look pass to the trailer. It's deflected to Yoakum. Trouble in the lane. And a timeout, Kearney Catholic. They've got him to use, so Coach Donnelly is going to save the possession. It's a 30-second timeout. 6:47 to go in the game. The Stars 58 and the Swedes 29.
Sorensen Construction in Kearney specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Sorensen Construction has been your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Proud supporter of all area high school sports.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
And welcome back to Lexington. I want to thank our many fine sponsors and tell you that we have a score update in C2 action from Hastings St. Cecilia after 3, Blue Hill 42 and Sandy Creek 27. So it looks like Blue Hill and Ravenna are going to meet the sub-district final after Ravenna held off given tonight 63-57. Kearney Catholic ball out of the timeout. And a travel. Noah Holm going to be called on the Swedes, and that could be it for Landon Hakey. And the senior, Landon Hakey, has just fouled out of the basketball game. Hakey thought he had forced the travel. Instead, he leaves the game. Their leading scorer for the season with just 2 points and one rebound, and will foul out with 6:39 remaining in the game. And it sends the Stars to the line to shoot a 1-1. And that is the freshman, Abe Clinch. And he'll put the free throw up and in. So the Stars having their way here in the second half. They were up 38-18 at halftime. Second free throw on the way will not go. And the rebound ricocheted all the way out to Robbie Yoakum. Boy, if the Stars have these kind of bounces every night, they're going to end up in Lincoln. Yoakum fires up a three. It's off the back of the iron, no good. And the rebound brought down by Tihon. Sometimes you don't want to use up all your good fortune in one night. And the Stars up by 30. They could go without a bounce the rest of the night and cruise into the victory here with 6:15 to go in the game. Ball up top, Hildebrand trying to clear some space, then Abe Clinch too close. And the Gothenburg fans applauding the call behind us. And Gothenburg will throw it in. Swedes with the basketball. Hildebrand fights off the pick, comes backside, up and in, and draws the foul on Yoakum. Nice inbounds play from midcourt. And Mark Hildebrand into double figures now for the Swedes with 11 points. At the line to try and complete that three-point play, Hildebrand, his first free throw attempt of the night, is on the way, and it is good. So a dozen points now for the senior guard, Mark Hildebrand. Hildebrand, Collins, Franzen, Hakey, Tihon, Sheets, Reeves, all seniors, as the Stars lose the ball at the other end. And a foul called here on number 52, Patrick Reeves of the Swedes. And at the line, Abe Clinch. Coming in, Andrew Collins. Also coming in for Kearney Catholic, Alex Lease. Don't forget when we're all done here, it'll be the Misco Sports postgame show with all the final stats, an interview with Kearney Catholic coach Don Lease, and a preview of Thursday night's game between Kearney Catholic and Gothenburg. Plus, we'll run down any other scores that we have for you. Abe Clinch will put this free throw on the way, and it is good. So, again, Abe hits the front end of the 1-1, and the Stars put up their 60th point of the ball game. Second free throw now for Clinch. Abe takes a lot of time, and the freshman's going to be short on this one. The rebound comes down to Derek Franzen. Franzen will give it off to Hildebrand. Hildebrand through traffic. Hits the trailer this time. That's Franzen. He'll fire a long three. It's off the mark. No good. Ball loose on the floor. We're going to get a jump ball between Alex Lease and Andrew Collins. Arrow points the way of Gothenburg, so they'll get it underneath their own hoop. Sweets to throw it in here with Tyler Sheets. Sheets looking, backdoor, got his man Collins, and Collins is fouled. The shot won't go, but Andrew will shoot two. And the foul going to be called on Abe Clinch, trying to fight off that pick. That'll be his second, and Collins now to shoot two. First free throw for Collins is no good. And Gothenburg now just 1 of 4 at the line here so far in the fourth quarter. Second free throw now for Collins is up and it is in. So Collins hits one of the two, 60-33. Kearney Catholic, no problem tonight with Gothenburg. And the second team, no starters have been in here in this fourth quarter. The Stars make a nice pass. Yoakum to Clinch underneath. He's got his man, Creighton Pierce, and Pierce lays it up and in. Good ball movement there by the Stars, even with the guys off the bench. They're doing a great job here, playing against mostly the Swede starters. Gothenburg ball at midcourt. Tihon with it. Comes across the timeline and gives it off to Franzen. Franzen into the double team, leaves it off on the wing, and a Swede swack, as they had trouble picking up that low bounce pass. Squires now back in. And it looks like Coach Don Lease has got six kids that he's going to rotate back and forth here. He's even got them separated on the bench. So The top six for the Stars are done for the night. Checking in is Allensdorf for Gothenburg. And checking out will be Franzen. Cardi Catholic with the ball in the hands of Hoosman. Fires it off to David Squires with 5 minutes to go. Up top, Pierce. Pierce tries that backdoor cut pass into the hands of Hoosman, but it's deflected away. Allensdorf comes out of there with a steal. Outlet pass front court. The running shot no good. Rebound Alex Lease, and he is fouled. So both teams are nearing the double bonus. It's a 29-point game, and I know everybody wants to see a lack of fouls down the stretch here as Corey Allensdorf called for the foul, and he is the second Swede to foul out of the basketball game. 1 point, 5 rebounds tonight for Allensdorf, 4:51 left, and Alex Lease will go to the line to shoot 2 free throws on the 10th team foul. This will be his first free throw attempt. And he's looking for his first point of the basketball game. And it's on the way. No good. Lease and Robbie Yoakum are the only two Stars that haven't scored yet tonight for Kearney Catholic. Second free throw now for Lease. And that one is on the way and it's in. So Lease now in the book. Makes it 63-33. Stars scored 63 in the first meeting against Gothenburg. They've got 63 with 4:45 to go here tonight. Swedes basketball swing it right side to Dudley. Dudley leaves it off in the corner for Collins. Swing it back on the wing to Josh Williams, who is into the ball game up the sheet. So the Swedes now playing without any starters on the floor outside of Tihon. Up top to Dudley. Dudley in the right-hand corner to Collins. Still passing the ball. Finally, Dudley drives. Cut off in the right post and the outlet pass stolen away by Creighton Pierce. Pierce headed the other way. He'll go in for the layup and score. Creighton Pierce with 7 points here in the fourth quarter. I'll venture to guess that's his season high, if not career high. Swedes with the basketball, long three on the way. Tihon parries it. Joel Tihon now with 9 points in the basketball game. Again, a field goal in every quarter. 65-36. Kearney Catholic Squires, jump stop in the lane, a little leaner, won't go. Rebound, Swedes fighting for it amongst themselves, and Josh Williams will get the rebound. They'll give it off to Tihon. Tihon across the timeline with 3:40 to go. Left-hand corner, the pass to Collins. Collins lobs it inside, and a foul is going to be called on Kearney Catholic. Going to go against David Squires, his second. Ninth team foul, and checking in for Gothenburg, Cody Ostergaard and Brett Dockweiler. Some scores for you here. Overton was a winner over Elwood tonight, 59-54. Loup City went overtime to beat Wilcox Hildreth tonight, 45-42, as the free throw is in and out that time for Josh Williams, and Abe Clinch will bring down the rebound. Kennesaw had a 3-point lead at the half over Amherst. We should have a final on that for you in a couple of minutes. Ravenna, a winner over Gibbon tonight, 63-57. Here, Alex Lease drives to the right side, kicks it into the corner, gives it off to Pierce. Pierce holding the basketball, gives it off to Abe Clinch. Moves the ball around the perimeter. Pierce has it at the high post. Lease open. Alex will fire the three. It's over the rim that time, and Robbie Yoakum will run down the loose ball. Yoakum up top to Clinch. Under 3 minutes to go, up top to Squires. Moving the ball around. Here's another three-pointer on the way. That one is short by Pierce, and the rebound is run down by the Swedes. Jack Dudley, his second of the game. Dudley will bring the ball into the front court. Take it all the way down. Get by his man. Little runner won't go, though, and the ball is going to be stripped out of there by Robbie Yoakum. Yoakum at midcourt with 2.5 to go, gives it off to Squires. Squires leaves it in the corner for Pierce. Back up top, Lease. Lease attacks the lane right side, comes in with a scoop shot, and scores. Alex Lease will get his first field goal of the ball game. 67-36, Kearney Catholic, 2:20 to go. Up top with it will be Dockweiler. Dockweiler, nice pass underneath. The short jumper won't spin over the rim that time for Williams, and David Squires will have the rebound. Up ahead, Clinch. He'll throw on the left wing to Pierce. Pierce walked with the basketball, shuffled the feet. Second turnover of the quarter for Kearney Catholic. 2:03 to go in the game. Kearney Catholic 67, Gothenburg 36. Hoosman's going to come back in for the Stars. Don't forget, when we're all done, the Misco Sports postgame show. Again, we'll be back with you here Thursday. I want to thank Athletic Director Kyle Hayner and the crew here at Lexington for their hospitality as Gothenburg and Southern Valley will be sent home tonight. And the top two seeds, as expected, Minden and Kearney Catholic will advance on as the Swedes will turn it over. Again, on the other side of this district is the number one team in C1 in Shadron. Shadron playing out in that West District tonight, taking on Hershey, Mitchell, and Kimball, the other two teams out there. Kimball, the only team above 500 besides Shadron, and they're 14-7. Underneath, Hoosman got open, and he's going to be fouled. So Hoosman will go to the line, shoot two. The foul will be called on Gothenburg's Jack Dudley. And for Brian in the ball game tonight, he is 3 of 4 at the line. I've got him for 5 points. 1:37 remains as we play out the string. Free throw is on the way, and it's good. 68-36. Second free throw coming up for Brian Hoosman. And he'll put this one up, and it is in. 69-36. Kearney Catholic as Hoosman hit them both, and now the ball's tipped and stolen away at the other end. Stars want to run. They leave it off the lamp. It's up and in by Robbie Yoakum. Yoakum with his first bucket, and all 12 suited Stars have scored tonight against the Swedes of Gothenburg, who are just having some troubles, and their season will end here this evening. Too many turnovers, and as is the case, if you're not used to playing against competition that puts the pressure on you, and it's not just Kearney Catholic. It's your Ravennas, it's your Axtells, it's your Grand Island Central Catholics. Even Minden, the top team of the Southwest Conference, who Kearney Catholic will play Thursday, doesn't play the same type of defense that the Stars are seeing and putting on the Swedes tonight. We are down to 1 minute to go in the basketball game. Stars cruising, 71-36. Right side Squires jump and got the shot in the air, no good. The ball is going to be out of bounds off of Kearney Catholic. And the Swedes will have the basketball. So Kearney Catholic, who had won 8 of 10 coming in, will now have won 9 of their last 11, and they'll improve to 16-7, while Gothenburg will end the season winning 1 of their last 7 games and be 7-12. Here's a three-pointer on the right wing on the way by Ostergaard. It's no good. Rebound brought down by Abe Clinch. Stars might get one more possession here. Clinch into the right wing, trying to reach in for the steal is Williams, and he just kept after it, and they had to eventually call him for the foul. So some more free throws coming up here for the Stars. You're listening to high school boys basketball on Classic Hits 98.9, KKPR-FM, Kearney, Minden, and Axtell. Abe Clinch to the line to shoot two. And the first one for Abe is on the way after a long stare, and good. Abe has hit 3 out of 5 from the line now. He's hit the first one all 3 times. Now can he hit the second one? With 30 seconds remaining in our ball game. And the second free throw is on the way, and it'll rattle around and in. Abe Clinch tonight. He's got 7 points in the ball game, so few kids probably picking up their season high tonight. Clinch and Pierce are among them, and now Yoakum's going to step up and steal the ball, come to the other end, and he'll score again. Robbie Yoakum with a couple of buckets, and the Stars just having their way here. They've scored 21 points in the fourth quarter. Up ahead, Williams. Williams' pass stolen away, and Kearney Catholic's just going to hold the ball and run the clock out here, and that'll end this basketball game. Final score, the Stars 75, and Gothenburg 36, the biggest win for Kearney Catholic over the Swedes since this series began. And the Stars go to 16-7. Gothenburg will fall to 7-12. And we will be back with all the numbers on the Misco Sports Postgame Show right after this timeout.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Conley and Owen, caring for our community one patient at a time, where ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Sorensen Construction in Kearney specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Sorensen Construction has been your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Proud supporter of all area high school sports.
And welcome back to Lexington, where it's time for the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center. It's still cold enough to be wearing that heavy winter gear, and all Red Ledge and Columbia ski coats are half off. Red Ledge ski pants are on sale. And don't forget, they've got Columbia gloves, Nike and Adidas stocking caps as well. Open 7 days a week for your convenience. Misco Sports on the breaks in the downtown Kearney Center. Kearney Catholic 75 and Gothenburg 36. Gothenburg scored 18 points in each half. Kearney Catholic, well, 38 in the first half and 37 in the second half. So balanced, but not the way that the Gothenburg Sweet fans had hoped. And these teams have a battle in football, and Gothenburg may have gotten the better there a few times. And in basketball, Kearney Catholic has had the upper hand for the boys and girls. Not all the time, but this season they did, winning their games both times that they had met. Let's take a look now at the final totals in this contest. First of all, for Gothenburg, the leading scorer was Mark Hildebrand. He ends up with 12 points, one rebound. Andrew Collins, 1 point, three rebounds. Jack Dudley, 3 points, two rebounds. Derek Franzen, 6 points, three rebounds. Josh Williams had a rebound. Corey Allenstorff had 1 point, five rebounds, which was the team high. Landon Hankey was in foul trouble tonight, and the Stars were basically triple-teaming him when he was in there, just 2 points and one rebound. For Joel Tien tonight, he ends up with 9 points, two rebounds, and one block shot. And Patrick Reeves, 2 points, three rebounds, and one block shot. For Gothenburg tonight, they were 15 out of 39 from the field for 38%, so 42% of the first half and 34% in the second half gets you that 38%. They had 11 rebounds in the first half. They had 10 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 2 of 4 in the first half, 2 of 6 in the second half. Three-point shooting, 0 of 2 in the first half, 2 of 6 in the second half. Turnovers, of course, a big problem tonight for the Swedes. 15 in the first half and 14 in the second half. Gothenburg with 18 points at halftime, 18 points in the second half. The Swedes finish with 36 points, 21 rebounds, 4 out of 10 at the free throw line, 2 of 8 from three-point land, 2 block shots and 29 turnovers as Gothenburg will end their season at 7-12. We'll come back and look at the final numbers for Kearney Catholic, and Coach Don Lease will join us as well right after this on the Misco Sports Postgame Show.
Age 50 or older, hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Conley and Owen, caring for our community one patient at a time, where ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Doug Duda along with our producer-engineer Grant Sparks on the Misco Sports postgame show. Glad to have you along with us. We'll talk with Coach Don Lease right after we take a look at the final numbers for Kearney Catholic. All 12 scored, and again, in postseason, you can only suit 12. Kearney Catholic usually seats 14 or 15, but the Stars get everybody in the book tonight. Jared Reinke, 3 points, three rebounds. Jake O'Brien, 2 points. Keegan Fitzgerald, 12 points, three rebounds. Abe Clinch, 7 points, 3 rebounds. Tyson Colling, 1 point, 1 rebound. Brian Hoosman, 7 points, 1 rebound. Robbie Yoakum, 4 points, 4 rebounds. Creighton Pierce, 7 points. David Squires, 3 points, 2 rebounds. Drew Butler, I'll tell you what, he's a first-half phenom the last few times I've seen him, and then doesn't have to get involved much in the second half. He had a game-high 18 points all in the first half. He hit 4 threes. He had 2 rebounds. Alex Lease, 3 points, 3 rebounds, and a block. And Matt Bowman, 8 points, a team-high 7 rebounds. 13 rebounds in the first half, 16 in the second half. Free-throw shooting, 7 of 9 in the first half, 9 of 14 in the second half. Three-point shooting, Kearney Catholic started red hot. They hit 6 of their first 8. And was 7 of 15 at halftime. They hit 2 of 8 in the second half. Turnovers, 10 of the first half, 6 in the second half. The Stars had 38 points at halftime. They scored 37 in the second half and finished with 75 points, 29 rebounds, 16 out of 23 at the free throw line, 9 of 23 from three-point land, 1 block shot, 16 turnovers. Kearney Catholic has now won 9 of their last 11 games to improve to 16-7 on the season. 10th-ranked team in C1 wins it 75-36. They will play Minden, the 7th-ranked team in the C1 class, Thursday at 7 for the right to head on to the district final. And Coach Don Leese joins us here. And, Coach, I guess the first time that you played Gothenburg, you weren't exactly sure what Landon Hakey. I think he was just coming back maybe off an injury at that time. Well, tonight you knew that he was the man you had to cover, and you just triple-teamed him tonight, and that really – he took him out of his game. He had 2 points, and the offense was great. But kind of like Minden tonight, the defense is what really set the tone, it looked like.
Yeah, it was. Our goal was to try to get the ball out of his hands. We kind of ran the same stuff against Turner Fahey, against GICC a little bit. And you get the ball out of their best ball handlers' hands, and, you got to like your advantages on some situations there. And we did that tonight. Started off with Jake O'Brien on. We just kept rotating people on him. And that's what, we got enough quick guards that we can kind of rotate some people on him. And that's what we did tonight.
It looks like Gothenburg, and we mentioned it, and I don't know everybody that Gothenburg plays outside of the Southwest Conference, but I think the farther west you go, the less pressure defense that you're normally going to see. And I guess they just didn't have a way to handle what you guys put tonight, and it seemed like the confidence really was drained in the second half and allowed you to really run the score with most of your second and third teamers out there the second half.
And I told the guys, the first about 3 minutes is crucial in the second half. That's when everybody comes out with their new tactics or whatever and gets after things. I said you got to withstand that the first 3 minutes, and then we can look to see if we can extend some things in the next 3 minutes. And our kids did a great job withstanding the pressure right off the bat. And then our young kids came in and they played extremely well tonight, moved the ball around and got open looks. As you said, I think all 12 people scored on our roster. And, that's a tribute to our players. They come out and practice, and some of them don't get some looks in the games. And they came out and they got some looks in this one.
Well, there's no doubt when the threes are falling to start the ball game,
yeah.
It seemed like they didn't want you to get the ball inside. And it wasn't toe-on-the-line threes. You hit some from 22 feet tonight. And when you hit 6 out of your first 8 three-pointers, this game's 26-9. Gothenburg's not a team that wants that game to get into the 60s. And you were already out to a comfortable lead.
Yeah, and that's what – the first time we kind of tried to go down inside to Bo a lot. And, they came in with the game plan to try to stop Bo down inside, so we kept flashing that guy from down low to the high and then keeping Bo there, and then they kept a guy down low. It just happened to be Drew Butler that was the one that was flashing from the baseline up to the three-point line at the top of the key there, and they didn't rotate on it sometimes because we were trying to look down inside, which our game plan was to go down inside to Bo at times too, but we also, flashed. I said, Drew, you can come up to the high post and take a look at that situation, and the guy kind of stayed down in there, and we hit Drew, and Drew, nailed some shots for us, got us going, which was key because, last two games he hasn't hit some of those shots against GICC and Adams Central. And, like I tell him, a shooter never quits shooting, okay? If you're open, you got to take the shot, and Drew did that tonight and made shots for us.
Well, during this run, Don, I think out of these 11 games, we've done 9 of them on the radio, and what we've talked about a variety of different things. what has this team done in the second half of the season? What's the one thing you can point to that has made you play so much better, especially the last maybe couple of weeks here, conference tournament and then the win against Central Catholic and really just handling a Gothenburg team that's got some athletes?
Yeah, I think the big thing is our seniors are starting to trust some of our younger classmen. I took a page out of the Paul Baronics, when I talked to him on some things about, what they did last year with those kids. And it took, an Adam Mingus and those guys to go, hey, these guys can play some ball. And that's what, happens here. Our younger class can play some basketball, but it takes the seniors to come out and say, hey, we need you guys also. And we just keep rotating people in and out. I think we turned up a notch on our pressure defense. We tried some things. We had Tyson calling out there for about 3-4 games, and we tried some different things and moved some people around. I just started going in with this rotation ever since the conference tournament, and I think the kids are starting to like it and going, hey, I'm going to play as hard as I can for that 3-4 minutes, and then I'm getting a sub, and then I'm going to come back in 2.5 minutes later, and go as hard as I can again. And they enjoy that, everybody wants to play 32 minutes, but like I told them, if you play basketball and you play as hard as you can, about 3 to 4 minutes, for me it's about a minute, but for most people about 3 to 4 minutes, and you're extremely tired, and that's the way you should play the game. Leave it out there on the court, and if it happens, happens.
I just wish I'd have got to play 3 to 4 minutes in a ball game sometime. Well, Don, obviously now it's Minden, and when you pull out that sheet at the beginning of the year, you go, okay, here's the district we're in. All right, Shadron's in our district. Here's the sub-district we're in. I know Minden looked at you. I know you looked at them. So it has finally come to that point. The style they play is a little different than the style you play. And I guess I've seen both teams play the other team's type of tempo. What are you expecting on Thursday?
I'm expecting a great defensive game. We're going to have to come out and be ready to handle the basketball. Hopefully we shoot that well again on Thursday night. And we're going to play defense our style too and get up after them. Hopefully their shots don't fall and our shots do. And it's basketball time. This is the funnest time of year. I enjoy this time of year because you play hard, you leave it out there on the court, and sometimes shots fall for you, sometimes they don't. But the biggest thing is leave it out there on the court, and I know both teams are going to get after it, and it's going to be a blast.
Well, big week of basketball, so we'll be back here on Thursday, and Don, we'll see you then. Congratulations on the win.
All right, thanks a lot, Doug.
Don Lease, head coach of the Kearney Catholic Stars. We'll wrap it up on the Misco Sports postgame show next.
Sorensen Construction in Kearney specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Sorensen Construction has been your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Proud supporter of all area high school sports.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Conley and Owen, caring for our community one patient at a time, where ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
One other final to pass along to you. Blue Hill has eliminated Sandy Creek tonight, 55-48. So they will play Ravenna, who was a 63-57 winner over Gibbon tonight. And that game, 7 o'clock at Hastings St. Cecilia Thursday, can be heard on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Also, St. Cecilia taking care of Fairbury tonight. Luke City, a winner in overtime over Wilcox Hildreth. They will take on the Amherst Kennesaw winner, which we do not have a final on yet. I think they are still finishing up. Also tonight, Overton beat Elwood 59-54. Burwell beat Plainview 79-43. Kearney High girls a winner over Omaha North. Here tonight, Minden 58, Southern Valley 25, Carson Bloom 19 points, and Dakota Christensen got 10 off the bench. Derek Kissinger led the way with 8 rebounds for Southern Valley. 6 players scored, 7 points for Patrick Hoxmeyer led the way. Seth Gustafson had a game-high 8 rebounds. And here for Gothenburg, Mark Hildebrand, 12 points. Kearney Catholic got 18 from Drew Butler, 12 from Keegan Fitzgerald. All 12 players score. The Stars win it 75-36. You've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. Don't forget, with spring track season coming in, they've got new running shoes for you, or you can come in and order what you need. Baseball, softball, they've got caps, uniforms, and travel bags. And, of course, for little kids wrestling, they have the headgear, the knee pads, the singlets, and the shoes. They're open 7 days a week. See Steve Square. That's Steve and Steve at Misco Sports in the downtown Kearney Center. For our producer and engineer, Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda, saying thanks to Chris Baznett for keeping all the stats up to date tonight from the Kearney Hub. Read about it tomorrow in the Hub. And we'll be back with you Thursday when Kearney Catholic takes on Minden for the Sub-District Boys Championship. Friday, Kearney Catholic and Hershey Girls for the district final from Cozad. 75-36, Kearney Catholic the final. Doug Duda from Lexington. Good night, everyone.
This podcast is brought to you by Midway Chevrolet Cadillac and by Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep of Kearney.